Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello. Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are yet again. It is a Friday evening. It is 9 o'clock, just gone. Not crackerjack, of course, but it is Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, I'm sure I used to have one of those pencils knocking around somewhere.
Sadly not.
Welcome
me.
Along to this week's show. And yes, can you believe it? It's the summer holidays as the schools are broken up. So the drive to work will be much easier as the early morning traffic will have all disappeared come Monday. However, it's the ideal time to dig out the barbecue, open a cold one, and join us for an hour of the best modern jazz around. So, H, what's on the holiday calendar for you this year, and will you be packing a bag with your 10 favourite albums, a bottle of scotch, some paracetamol, a pillow, and an alarm clock, as the old jazz man Red Price used to when he came over to the island with Jim the Jazz in days gone by? And if so, what new faves are at the top of the list this week, and what is excess baggage?
Yeah, always take some paracetamol wherever I go. John Yeo, the Guggenheim Fellow, as he is now, trombonist, composer, producer, and all the rest of it. He's got a new one out, an interesting single from him with a 17-piece big band, unusual for me with the big bands. And then another new name, or relatively new name for me, I know of, but not a lot, about Patricia Brennan. Vibraphonist, visionary, marimbist, composer, and keen astronomer as well. Interesting one with her, looking towards the stars, and one I haven't actually really dipped into that much. I picked up last time I was in London from the great Bill Frisell.
And from me, well, we're a bit tetchy, we're inventing hills, we're a bit homesick, and as we bid farewell and start off tonight's journey, here's the Christine Jensen Jazz Orchestra with Passing Lion's Gate from her 2024 release, Harbour. Passing Lionsgate, the opener on Christine Jensen Jazz Orchestra's fantastic 2024 album, Harbour. We've featured Christine on the show a number of times before in a variety of different settings, small and large groups, including with her sister Ingrid, who took the trumpet solo on that track. This is Christine's third release with her Montreal-based jazz orchestra, and her award-winning writing just gets better and better. The track Passing Lionsgate takes its inspiration from the passing of the Lionsgate Bridge in Vancouver, setting out on a new family adventure. Many tracks also feature Christine on soprano or alto sax, and she has a wonderful way of writing evocative programmatic music that I think takes us as listeners along for the ride. Harbour is available now on the Just In Time label.
Interesting stuff, as indeed is this next one, which I picked up purely out of, sort of curiosity, I think, the last time I was down at Ray's in London. It's called Breaking the Shell, Bill Frisell, Kit Downs and Andrew Cyril. There's a happy mix. You know it's going to be fairly free, it has to be said. And as it remarks in the inside, electric guitar with pipe organ and drums is something almost unheard of, at least I don't know of any recordings that have combination, or that combination, says Soon Chung on Red Hook Records, the founder and owner and producer of the label that are actually on, about this very special triumvirate. Well, it is something different, and like I said, if there is another record round with that lineup on, I don't know it. Interesting? Yes. Soundscapes in places? Yes. Free? Definitely. Have a listen. Thank you. Interesting. As I say, free. You know it's sort of going to free when you see that sort of lineup. Kit Downs, again, has played in both lineup in sessions which have been quite organised, but does quite often tend to veer towards the freer side of things in the jazz spectrum. Andrew Cyril has made pretty much a recording career out of playing really free drums in that free environment, and splashes of cymbals and rustles of brushes and such like, almost like a sort of Paul Motion, but even freer in places. And then, of course, Bill Frisell has straddled both sides, plenty of albums where he's very accessible. Some of the thing with the Willies and such like, where it's almost Americana and folk, and then through to this really free stuff as well. Never less than interesting, though it has to be said, and this unique lineup. And I will go through the rest of the record. I haven't heard all the tracks yet, and they vary. Some of them are very much oral sort of soundscapes and very much impressionistic. Others have more of a structure to them, and that one's floating fairly much in the middle. Casse Val, that one's called. And interesting, again, titles. May the 4th is the first. One just called Untitled. One called Two Twin Cipher. You get the impression it was a lot of stuff, perhaps, that was just named in the studio. But an interesting lineup and something, again, you need to listen to. And that's the problem with some of this free stuff. Pointless putting it on as background music or in the car or whatever. You need to actually put it down and listen if you're going to get anything from it at all. And again, obviously not an easy listen compared to some stuff, but never less than interesting. On Red Records, Breaking the Shell, or Red, beg your pardon, Red Hook Records. There is a Red Records. This is Red Hook Records. Get it right, Edge.
Yeah, interesting chap, Kit Downs. He's got a whole variety of different styles of groups, really. His Easy M recordings. He's got a group called Aki. He's got another one called Enemy, which is much more structured. And he's got a slightly rocky, almost prog kind of bass band, which is called the Golden Age of Steam. But yeah, very interesting stuff indeed. Well, next up for me, a new release from saxophonist Jimmy Green and his quintet. As We Are Now is his 16th release in his own name since winning the Downbeat Rising Star on soprano sax in 2018. He's featured on over 100 recordings, so we should know what he's doing. Here's Impatient. Thank you. soprano sax man Jimmy Green with Impatient, taken from his forthcoming release, As We Are Now, with a great quintet made up of guitarist Mike Marino, pianist Aaron Goldberg, bassist Desron Douglas, and drummer Jonathan Barber, with Green on sax, of course. He's currently Professor of Music at Connecticut University, but also touring with this release with his quintet. The album is a real swinger and will be released next Friday. So if it grabbed you, you can order yours now.
Yeah, why not? Excellent stuff. This one is out already, my next this evening. It's one that I actually sort of kept meaning to get and didn't get around to. I think I might have downloaded it, didn't get around to getting the CD for ages. And it was pretty much one of the last things that the great Carla Bley did. Life Goes On, with the trio that she'd been running for quite some time. I think they did three from memory, of which this was the last before she sadly left us, which, suitably enough, was called Life Goes On, with, like I said, the trio she'd been running for quite some time. Carla on piano, Andy Shepherd on tenor, soprano saxes, and the great Steve Swallow, no stranger to working with Carla over the years, of course, on bass. I think they were a unit one stage, weren't they, Carla and Steve, if memory serves right. Recorded in May of 2019 and on the ECM label. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. For some reason or other, whenever I sort of looked to get a copy of it, it was always really rather expensive. Don't know why, because it's a fairly recent release and still in print, which I think is maybe why I sort of did a download before getting a hard copy of it. But actually really enjoyed it again. Really good stuff. And here's one called Telephones.
Thank you.
And that's how it finishes. I haven't cut it off. That's just the way it stops, with that very sudden stop. Like life itself, maybe. I don't really know. It, as it says inside on the actual liner notes on the CD, life goes on and on and on, and then one day, dot, dot, dot. Which is the way it goes, isn't it? And then it goes on with a bit of a poem about that. And it's very true. We were just reflecting there, talking about it as we were listening, that it's a little bit like Ida Lupino, that wonderful track. And very reflective. I think she always had a reflective side, but as is often the case, when she was younger, there was far more of that radical side and lots of music about really freedom and sort of, you know, freedom marches and fighting against oppression and black rights and all the rest of it. And I suppose you get, as you get older, and she lived a good age, perhaps you get more reflective about your own mortality, and I think a lot of the music here is very much based around that. And a lovely album, really, to sort of leave us with. Life goes on. She's no longer with us. Her music most certainly is, and I think that one has had repeated playing, certainly from me at home. Again, a late night one for me, not car music, as we say. And it's interesting how how jazz is different times of day. You know, the reflective stuff, it's pointless playing it when you're really busy and not listening. The really loud, bangy stuff, well, yeah, maybe you don't want to have it playing at midnight, something, a big band going at full tilt. You want something perhaps a bit more like that. It's a very personal thing, of course, but there's always a jazz to suit your mood. That's the main thing.
Which is possibly the enduring quality behind Kind of Blue, the biggest selling jazz record.
Absolutely.
All time. Now, you know how we're fond of piano trios on this show, and one that we have featured on a number of occasions is the Finnish pianist and composer Aki Rissinen and his trio. And, well, he's got a new release, and his style is certainly evolving as he grows older too. And here's the title track, Imaginary Mountains. Yeah, Imaginary Mountains, and the title track from his forthcoming release, Finnish pianist and composer Aki Rissinen and his trio of Antti Luotinen on bass and Teppo Mäkinen at the drums. Now, it does sound a bit different this time. He's certainly changed the lineup. He was not shy of using treated piano, which his last album was almost totally. This time, he's using a combination of an acoustic piano, the Yamaha Electric Grand, which was a strong instrument. I lost it after one of those for ages, actually. But it does sound quite bright by comparison, and some electronics. He says the focus this time is more on rhythm and repetition. It feels more direct and physical, maybe even raw at times, but at its core, it's still me, just seen from a different angle. The album is on Edition Records and is released on September the 12th.
You're listening to Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with Chris and myself, H. Lurie, to be with you as ever. Coming up next from me, trombonist, composer, arranger, band leader and newly minted Guggenheim fellow John Yao celebrates some 20 years on the New York jazz scene, not so well known this side of the pond. 10 years since his last big band album with the release of Points in Time, featuring John Yao and his 17-piece instruments. And the album is out, or was out, I should say, on July the 11th via Tau Recordings. And it's good, big band, swinging stuff. Check out Upside. Little bit just to whet your appetite there of Patricia Brennan from her latest Andromeda. Again, not someone I'm that familiar with her work. A vibraphonist, as you heard, a marimbist, visionary, as it says, and she's certainly someone who travels with a telescope whenever she can. Very, very keen amateur astronomer and looks to the stars and universe for inspiration on that album there of the near and the far, which actually isn't out until October the 21st on Pyroclastic Records, and uses the constellations as the basis for blending jazz, classical and alt rock. And you've got a taste of that there, really. The rocky feel, a bit of some third stream about it, and then some jazzy influences with the vibes as well. Look forward to hearing the rest of that album. Before that, we had a little bit, as we said, of John Yao Upside with his latest one, which is actually now out. July the 11th, that came out with Points in Time, the album, John Yao, and what he calls his 17-piece instrument, referring to the whole orchestra as one single unit, as he was using all those instruments, creating that one.
Yeah, caught you out, didn't it, the first time?
When you read it, you think there's something missing, don't you? And you think, yeah, it's very odd, very odd. But worth checking both of those out.
And we did, in fact, have Patricia Brennan on last year with Breaking Stretch with a septet as well, so be interested to hear this one. Well, that's just about it for this edition of Jumping In, but I'm sure you were saddened, as we were, to hear last week of the death of the great London-based bassist Dil Katz. For many years, he was the go-to dep to fit in with all kinds of bands, known for his work with District 6, who we saw a number of times back in the Bracknell Festival days, and indeed with Barbara Thompson's Paraphernalia, also with Nucleus, and with Nucleus leader, composer and trumpeter Ian Carr. And the last time we saw Dil, he was actually playing with the late Larry Coryell at the Pizza Express. What was that, 3 years ago?
Yeah, must be.
Three or four years ago. That was the last time we saw him. But he was playing well and very chatty then. But he featured with Ian Carr on one of Ian's last releases, Old Heartland. And here he is with that title track. From now, see you in a couple of weeks.
We will. I just noticed, by the way, that it was one of the best of the year albums, Breaking Stretch, and I'm PR and a few other lists. Good stuff. We'll check it out more. Right, see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye for now.